Okay, so we're standing here in front of the Lawndale Art Center, and in front of a mural that I'm painting. Actually, I'm not done with it right now. I'm still painting on it. And we're going to be walking north on Main towards the rail line, the red line, and then we're going to catch the rail and get off at McGowan, and we're going to walk south a block, and we're going to be at Drew and Main, which is the MHMRA building. And I want to talk a little bit about the piece that I'm doing here. It's a series of abstract work that I'm doing. It's almost like an exercise, kind of like outside artwork. It's just a lot of line work and colors put together to resemble images of which are look like buildings and fish and birds and faces. But at the same time, it's just a big composition of color and line work. It's a big project, or rather just a large painting. It's a project that Lawndale has been wanting to do for a long time, and they finally wanted me to do the wall, and I think we're going to be doing it, I think it's going to be done every year or so. So every time you guys want to come over here, there'll be some new paintings, and you guys also are welcome to walk inside and check it out and see what Lawndale has to offer. They always have something good inside there. And next to that is the Contemporary Museum of Crafts, Arts and Crafts, and you could walk in there, and also they always have something nice. And a little farther south from that, it's Dondi, and he runs Warhouse, which is a place for creativity. It's not really a gallery, it's more like a center for anything that's creative. So sometimes they have fashion shows and other events there. So it's a good spot to check it out. So we're going to be walking south in a little bit.
All right, this is Alex Luster. I'm at Rosedale and Main Street. I'm walking from Weah's Wall, or Daniel's Wall, over on the Lawndale Center. I'm going to walk over to the Wheeler Station and hop on the rail, and we'll go over to Daniel's other wall. Well, actually building on Main Street at Tuam. So I recently did a documentary called Stick 'Em Up here in Houston, focused on illegal street art here in town. Daniel obviously is not, his work is not illegal, but the documentary I focused on weed pasters here in town, and what weed pasting is the type of glue that these guys use to put up posters around town. So instead of spraying things with a spray can, they would actually prepare their work at home or at their studios. They design their work and put it on posters and then go around the city and glue it up. And you kind of try to treat the city as an art gallery, per se. What intrigued me about doing the movie was the fact that they put so much work into it. I've always felt like the graffiti story has been told so many times, so I decided that I wanted to show what went into making a poster and putting it up around the city. And so what I did is I asked a few artists here in town, Give Up, Duel, Eyesore, and a few other artists here in town, and I was able to actually follow them through their process of putting these posters together and then actually going out and putting them up around the streets. What I found is a personal connection to me was that they could put so much time into putting a piece together and putting it out there and then just hoping that someone actually notice your art. You know, I put so much work into a video, I could put 3 years into a documentary, like say Stick 'Em Up, and then put it out there, and hopefully someone would notice. You know, I've found a personal connection there. So right now I'm at Main Street and Wentworth. There's the exit off of 59 right here. And there's actually an art gallery at 4715 Main Street. It's called Warhouse Visual Arts Studios. Warhouse Visual Studios. They actually do some really cool shows there. A lot of street art, a lot of just different types of art. But they're very supportive of the Houston street art scene. before walking out here, I checked to see what the temperature was outside, and it's 106 right now, so I have a big bottle of water with me. I hope you do too. Now we're walking. So right now I'm walking right by the Warhouse Visual Studios. They appear to be closed, but I know they're open most evenings, and they've always got something great to see in there. It's always very interesting, the art that these guys find. There's actually a call box here that has a piece on it right now by one of the artists we featured in the movie. His name is Cutthroat. It's a poster, and it has a profile shot of what appears to be Jesus, and then a quote from a Mike Jones song. It says, "Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They're all up on me." And here on the polls, we'll see, you know, right now, currently, there's a lot of buffed out spots. And what that is, you know, usually what that means is there was graffiti there and the city came out and painted over it. So this building we're heading to, where Daniel has his work featured currently, before was a Wee Pacers Heaven. You know, Wee Pacers would all head there and put their posters up. And not just street artists, but advertisers as well. You'd find, you know, movie posters and music posters. But now that Daniel has that building featured with his artwork, everyone's been pretty respectful. As far as I know, no one's gone and tampered with his artwork, which is really cool to know. These street artists actually have, legal and illegal street artists, actually have a code of ethics, believe it or not. Wee Pacers, the ones that I've talked to, usually won't go over a piece. They won't go over another poster. They won't go over, you know, graffiti that's there or unfinished graffiti, or even some of the artists wouldn't even go over a marker tag. You know, marker tags, you know, basically using a Sharpie to write their name or their you know, their design on you know, say call boxes or buildings or anywhere like that. So these artists actually are very respectful of other people's artwork on the streets. Okay, crossing over. Couldn't wait for the sign. So one thing that I've, my new appreciation for Houston that I've discovered as I worked on this movie is that I actually got out to walk in the streets of Houston. And, I mean, obviously you're doing the same, but I've gained a new appreciation, a new perspective. I just see Houston in a totally different light now because of walking in the streets in the middle of the day, middle of the night, just all different hours. Middle of the night was awesome because it's, well, obviously it's not 106 out, I hope, but it's really cool because it's like you're walking around in a ghost town. I mean, everyone's at home, everyone's asleep, and you're getting to see this other world that happens in Houston. It's just really neat. As we wait for the train, one of the things that I realized as, you know, we worked on the documentary is that the city spends a lot of money to remove graffiti and street art from Houston. But there's a total miscommunication between, you know, the guys that take it down and the law enforcement, because the law enforcement, all they are aware of is the spray can. They only see someone with the spray can, they will chase them. But someone with the poster, they don't understand that person is putting up street art. You know, I did this movie as a taxpayer and as an art appreciator. I love the artwork and I think it just stay up. But I'm also a taxpayer and I understand that, you know, money's being spent on this stuff. All right, our train's here. I'm going to get on here. Thank you. So we're on the train headed northbound on the train. We're going to get off at the McGowan stop. But right now, I'm not seeing any really street art on the streets right now. Which is really odd, because in the summertime, you'd see more illegal street art on the streets at this time, just because kids are out of school and, you know, they want to express themselves, so they put their street art on the streets. I just saw some posters. Most of the time when you see a street art illegal WePage poster, you'll see them on abandoned buildings that have been closed down that have plywood on the side of the building.
Ensemble HCC station. Doors open left. Por passeata na esquerda.
So as we're stopping, you'll see, we'll pass by the building that Daniel was painting. It's a continuing work in progress. The stop is about a block and a half away.
McGowan station. Doors open left.
Okay, so we're getting off the train, walking off at the McGowan stop, heading back southbound. It'll be about a block and a half from here. I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to Daniel. So he can continue telling you about his work in progress.
Okay, this is Daniel Angulo, and we're at the MRA building that's owned by Adam Brackman, who has let me paint in this building for the past year or so, and I've covered most of the building, but not with much detail. I still have a lot I'm going to be working with in the next few months. It is Houston, so it's really hot, and I haven't really had time to get out here. But my plan is to paint the whole building entirely, and also from top to bottom. So I hope to accomplish that. So far right now, there's a lot of, you guys can see, we're standing at the corner of Main and Drew, and the first wall that I'm be talking about is a series of characters. I did a few circles on the wall, and then from there started creating like this faces, almost like a cubist Picasso influence faces, and with different colors. And then I've used the color purple on the side just to cover up most of the building, and so I'm using different, the same color in different sections. So I'll paint the building one color, and then I move to another section of the building and use the same color, and so on, so that I could eventually get to match the whole building. On the right at the corner where the purple is, on this north end of the building, there's like a moth, and I've been painting a lot of bugs lately. I really enjoy painting bugs because they're easy to adapt to a building. So we're going to be walking west on Drew, and on the west end of the wall in the parking lot, there's two circles, and it's just abstract work that I've been working with more on paper, but it's fun to do on the walls also. And on the side, there's a small door that was covered by boards and a few. So what I did is I went inside and out with this fish and just line work on purple. I use a lot of purples and green because I like how the contrast of that looks like. And then if you keep on walking, we're going to walk towards, we're still walking west. We come to this wall, which was the first wall that I painted. And it's like two elephants and a few birds. You can see a grasshopper and also an elephant. And it's like Dali influence, more like. It's I wanted to do giant elephants, but I always have, you know, not enough paint. So I wanted to, so I gave them like spider legs just to make it look like they're walking through a city. And elephants have cities coming out of their backs, because I really enjoy how almost like cartoon characters, which have like superpowers. Like you could see how things come out and trees coming out of their tusk, and also they're all walking together. And I guess that's part of the of like the story that I want to tell with this painting, which is eventually it's going to all match. And on this side, the wall that's facing the north end, we have almost like a castle that goes up to like the second or third story of this building. And it's pretty much what I'm doing here is I'm trying to make it almost like religious, in a sense. I am not a religious person, but I really like religious art, and I've been watching it since I was a kid. So I like to incorporate some of that stained glass. Like, it reminds me of old churches that I used to visit when I was a kid. And I'm still working on this wall. It's like everything's still a work in progress. So if we walk to the, this will be like the Fannin side of the building, and we'll be walking south. And there's a garage door that I did with my friend Reiko Nin, and we just did a series of scratches on the wall and with spray paint. It's just like a cross hatching I don't know, technique they use with spray paint. I forgot what it's called, but it's pretty cool. So we and then next to it is another like cubist or Picasso style painting, and then on top there's like a figure of a woman. I've been painting those women's for a while. And then over here it's a lot of boards, so I have a difficult painting because of the boards, and the paint doesn't really stick to it. And so I've been doing these shadow figures on there. That kind of figure will be easier to do, and I didn't have to worry about much detail. And next to that, there's a sculpture by Lindsay George, which is one of my friends, and we worked on it together. And it's getting a little, people are starting to mess with it, so some of the pieces are missing. But it's my work, thanks to her, on 3D, which is just made out of wood. It's a wood sculpture, and next to that it's like, you know, some small trees and some dragons. And over here I'm working on some diamonds with my friend James Burns, and I'm hoping to keep on working on this. This will be the east end of the building, and I'm still working on this building because it's just the boards are not really easy to paint with them. Sorry if I'm repeating myself, but it's just not easy to paint with. And I'm having just like a lot of line work. I think eventually I'm just gonna cover everything on white, and then just do like a big black and white piece, and that will be easier for me. I also paint on the top of the building, but that's not access for everyone. But we're still working on it, so hopefully when you guys come to see this building, there'll be a lot more work. So now we're going to walk back to the rail and back to Lawndale. So thank you guys, and have a nice one.